Peter Lynham. It's Caitlin. I'm so sorry we called you so late. I was just getting into all this wonderful, wonderful music. But how are you? I'm so excited about There's a Spirit. That's a Spirit. What are we talking about today?
So, there's been a very interesting case from the Supreme Court of the US faced with the case of a Catholic charter school in which the judges of the Supreme Court, there are nine of them, but one of them wasn't prepared to vote. And so they couldn't decide where the money could go to a Catholic charter school. And I think it's kind of raising interesting issues, that church and state issues. What would we feel if, say, a charter school was a Catholic charter school here in New Zealand? Quite an interesting thought, actually.
I find this topic very interesting, Peter, because I don't know much about Catholic schools, and I know my nephew's just applied for one, but I didn't go to one. So I'm very, very excited about this conversation. Tell me more about these schools.
So, I mean, charter schools have been a big controversy because they were an ACT Party policy in New Zealand, but that's following on a style of school that was developed in the US, which doesn't follow a formal curriculum. So it's quite different from an ordinary school where you could say, oh, well, they're at least following a standard curriculum, and so the religious side can't warp the teaching too much. But if, in fact, it's a charter school, really they can offer whatever they want to. That's the whole point of it. They're supposed to take people who don't suit the traditional type of curriculum. And so it could be all Catholic dogmatics for all that we know. And very probably will have a fair element of that in it. So this is quite intriguing because the Supreme Court judges, I mean, you'd think this is the classic issue that the US gets much more worked up about than we get worked up about.
Yes.
Because ever since 1975, religious schools can be integrated into the state system so long as they're following the standard curriculum and their buildings are up to scratch. And that's the rules for it. So my puzzle about all of this is that they couldn't decide. I mean, you would think for sure they would be against it, but they were four in favour, four against, and they just issued one line in their judgment saying, we can't reach a conclusion. So that meant that the decision was left with the decision that had come from the lower court, which was a state court, and so that means the school can't go ahead with state funding. But it is kind of interesting that you don't know how to decide the question, because is it education that they're getting, I guess, is the real question.
Mm.
What do you make of Catholic education as such? I mean, my impression is that today kids who go to religious schools, it depends which religious schools they're going to, that many Catholic schools are virtually indistinguishable from ordinary state schools, except that they have religious education programs.
Yes.
So, I mean, most of the teachers are as secular as any other teachers. Now, that's not true of all religious schools in New Zealand. We have some schools that make quite a strong emphasis of a religious program, or indeed that the teachers need to share the faith of the owners of the school. But it's nevertheless, they're audited to make sure that they're teaching the proper curriculum. I'm intrigued as to whether we would have a problem with a charter school run by a religion. I don't think we should, because we're allowing iwi to offer charter school.
Mm.
The other aspect of this all is that we're all very, very nervous about religious propaganda, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
I guess our hesitation is that the kids, you know, are just sorting themselves out in life, and shouldn't they be left with a free understanding of things? And I've been quite intrigued, because I've talked to quite a lot of religious education teachers down the years, and generally, actually, they don't attempt to indoctrinate because the kids won't stand it. It's interesting. I mean, for example, in some of the very elite Anglican schools and Sacred Heart, the elite Catholic school, they're extremely careful that the religious program cannot be accused of just being from that religion. So, you know, there's a lot of studies of other religions and understanding the different approaches, which I think is fine, and I think really should be in the state schools as well, actually, because we do need that understanding, and we don't have it from our own education.
Yeah, definitely. It's something that, like, I never learnt sort of about. I mean, I went to a very public school, so I never learnt about sort of any of this. So it's quite interesting for me going and looking, listening to my sister talk about sort of all the things that my nephew will be learning and everything. It's quite interesting for me. So I, yeah.
So did you hear about what the religious program would be?
Not really, if I'm honest. I think it's very much like, it sounds like a very stock standard sort of Catholic program, but nothing that's sort of gonna, I guess,
offensive.
Yeah.
And I imagine, well, of course, the Catholic schools are only allowed to take 5% of their pupils from other religious backgrounds. And so you've got to manage to produce somebody in the family who has a connection with Catholicism to make it in.
Yes. I was going to suggest that we have someone that my nephew is connected to in the family, but if we didn't, I was going to suggest that I get baptized. It was going to be crazy, Peter.
Well, that may seem crazy. It's not unknown. In fact, one argument for why Catholic baptisms are up is that people are so anxious to get a relatively cheap private education. And I heard over the weekend somebody who's an Anglican female minister said she was trying to get her children into a Catholic school because it was much closer than the nearest Anglican school.
Yeah.
And she thought, maybe I'll get the baby baptized. And she ended up, apparently for the 5%, there's a sort of a list, but depending on what you can trace as your vague connection with Catholicism.
Mm.
And at the bottom of the list was potential to be converted, which is fairly offensive, really.
Yeah. Oh, golly.
Yes. So, I mean, these are hot issues everywhere. And state funding, I mean, when state funding is very tight, and I didn't really notice in the budget, there was quite a significant increase for private schools, which are mostly religious schools. And so in the style of the present government, not surprisingly, they would choose to prefer that type, well, not prefer, but to increase the subsidy for that education, whereas there's not been a great deal for ordinary education in the most recent budget.
Yeah.
So I guess in the right-left split, schooling and your kids is quite a significant factor. And let's face it, the religious schools generally are the elite schools.
Yeah.
It is interesting where one would place a Muslim school, though, because they too in New Zealand get state funding.
Oh, sorry. Did we? You still there, Peter? Yeah. There you are.
I'm still here. I thought you were going to comment about Muslim
No,
school.
Sorry. I thought, oh gosh, you've gone silent. Oh no.
No.
Hey, we might have to
Yes, I'm sure you've got the news coming up.
I know I do. It's such a pain, but I am super excited, hoping to hear what some listeners have to say about that as well. So if you are listening, you can text in your thoughts to 5395. Peter, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
I feel like I've got so much more information and that I can sort of give my whānau now about that, which is very, very cool and a bit more understanding, which is very, very poignant topic for me this week. But thank you for joining me, Peter. What a treat. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, that's The Spirit with Peter Lynham.